The rollout of the stimulus certainly was a welcome move on the part of the Congress, but it came at a time when people were really uptight, looking at unemployment, closing their businesses, wondering about their very livelihood. And you need to keep in mind that this was a new experience for Congress to act and act that fast. Needless to say, there were a number of issues, a number of questions that were not addressed in the rollout of the stimulus. But in the process, a lot of folks did get help. There's too many that did not get help. Congress, as we speak, is attempting to roll out yet another stimulus package to hopefully help our small businesses so they can help their employees and keep their doors in a situation where they can reopen when this virus issue is behind us. So a lot of folks have been involved in this, and yet I've heard from so many that are very concerned, and rightfully so. The uncertainty, things change by the day. North Dakota is still experiencing growth in caseload, which is serious. Kudos to the governor and the health department and the Department of Commerce in Bismarck. I think we can feel good about the work they've done and the high level of communication they provided. I receive many calls, and I'm not an expert on this, but I do know that I've been so appreciative of the support we've received locally here from the Development Corporation and the Chamber and many others, but also the ability to access the state government by the web, ndgov.com, in particular the Health Department and the Department of Commerce. Those two entities have been just outstanding in their response to this COVID-19. We've also been able to make direct contact to the governor's office, and they've been very responsive. So we're fortunate that we have that in place. Having said that, we are a long ways from being out of the woods, and it's going to take all of us to continue to pull together and practice social distancing and wearing masks and where appropriate in public, not touching our face, and if we're not feeling well, we should be staying home. And if we're not essential workers, we should be staying home. And I think when I'm up and down Main Street, going to the grocery store or to the pharmacy or whatever the case may be, I've been impressed with the folks in Valley City. They're taking this seriously, and I believe our people have stepped to the plate. And again, that's part of this community. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's what we're made of. But again, the directive we've received from the governor's office, the leadership we've had from local entities, the health department, the city, county, and so on, have been instrumental in helping to remind the general public that we all have a stake in this, and we need to be there for one another like never before. A big thank you to so many folks, and thank you to the general public for what they've done, what we continue to go through, and what we will for some time. When this virus comes to an end, if in fact we see that in the near future, I think we're all of the understanding that we will have a new norm, that we were perhaps spoiled in the life we were able to lead here just a couple months ago. And all of that has changed. Nationally, it's depressing to know that we've got over 40,000 deaths, and that number has doubled in the last week. And there's no end in sight. And where we're going to end up, we don't know. It is challenging not to have the freedoms that we had just a couple months ago, but it's for the good of the community, the state, and our country, and our neighbors. And we need to adhere to the guidelines and do so strictly. So thank you, Mayor Dave, for the opportunity to make a few comments. I would remind citizens, if you are still working through the process, be persistent. You can certainly reach me by email, lrobinson@nd.gov. But I would access the web page. It's very well done. The Health Department and the Department of Commerce, ndgov.com. And certainly not to put any more pressure on Jennifer and Trinity Oaks, but they, Trinity Potts, they have been just outstanding over in the Development Corporation office. And thank God we have them in our community. If you have local health department issues, Teresa Will and her agency stand ready to answer and help you get resolution to those issues. The bottom line, don't try going it alone. Call someone, ask for help. We live in a great community, and I think the help is going to be there. It has been there over the last few months, and it will continue to be. We're entering the summer months, and it's a trying time. I'd also like to compliment Josh Johnson, the public schools, St. Kate's, and what they've done to, in very short order, put together an online program, meals that could be picked up, and the effort that our public schools, St. Kate's and so on, have made to stay in regular contact with our children. Even the daycare programs, I've been impressed. Our little five-year-old was on a Zoom program a day or so ago, and he had an opportunity to say hi to his friends. And it's got to be difficult for them. They don't know as we do. It's hard for them to understand what's going on. But he was tickled pink and looking forward to it for a long time, a few days until it actually happened at 3 o'clock just a couple days ago. So with that, we got to keep in mind our first responders. They're paying a big price. We count on those folks all the time, those essential workers that have to be out there. You know, they could elect to say, I'm not coming to work, I'm going home, I'm sick. But those folks have stepped to the plate in a big way. And across the country, many of them have contracted the virus, and we've lost several of those folks. So they paid the ultimate price. So, Mayor, thank you. And I just would encourage everyone, stay in contact with local officials. The governor is on every day, 3:30, 4 o'clock. Listen to that report. It's well done. You can read about it in the local papers. There's coverage on the local radio station and certainly in the evening news. But it's well done, and it's an up-to-date synopsis of where we are as a state and where we're going. We have challenges ahead. If we work together and join hands, we will meet those challenges and we'll get through this virus. It's not going to happen fast. It's not going to be overnight. But we're going to make it. We have, you know, our forefathers, parents and grandparents went through some awful tough times too. And the way they got through it is by coming together and joining hands. And I've been proud of this community for the effort that has happened to date. And I'm confident that that will continue to happen down the road. So thank you very much.
District 24 State Senator Larry Robinson with those comments. You're listening to the City County Health District Office a weekly briefing. Here's Mayor Dave Karlsruhe.
Sharing your afternoon with us, and blessings and be safe. Thank you. Okay. Teresa Will from City County Health will share a few thoughts now. Teresa?
And again, you're listening to the City County Health District Office's weekly COVID-19 briefing. Here's Teresa Will.
Senator Robinson, for joining us today. First of all, specific to City County Health, we continue to see people by appointment. Our WIC clients, immunizations, medication clients are all continued to be monitored and managed through the Health Department. We continue to serve our home visit clients. Assisting with case investigation and contact tracing. We continue to convene a community group once a week, as well as our healthcare partners three times a week to assure that we are all on the same page. We've been receiving donations on cloth face masks, washing them and then distributing them. So call us if you would like a cloth face mask. So that we can let you know what we have available at the time. Next, as far as local testing, we have done 87 tests in Barnes County. 3 total positive cases to date. 1 is active and 2 have recovered. The criteria for being tested has been eased somewhat, so if you have symptoms, you can contact your healthcare provider and they will give you further direction. And we will be seeing more and more mass testing. The state is working on a plan to carry that out over the next weeks. So we'll keep updating you on upcoming testing events. Next, personal responsibility. And I know all of you have taken a great deal of personal responsibility and have heeded the recommendations on social distancing. Just an extra caution with gatherings during warm weather. It's more appealing to be together outside during warm weather, but continue to maintain that social distancing. Social distancing is still our best preventative measure. Take care of yourself. All of us need to take care of ourselves as well as our neighbors. Reach out, go for a walk, turn off the news, FaceTime with a friend. There is a list of resources at citycountyhealth.org under the links tab, or you can call City County Health and we will try to assist. And again, try to consume and spread credible, reputable information. Before we move on, I wanted to address some of the frustrations that can go along with the directives related to the COVID response and thank those in our community who have been diligent in exercising personal responsibility. It's my belief, and is supported by sound science, that because we acted early and because our governor has led with integrity by listening to the experts and making informed choices for our state, we have been able to slow the spread of this virus. Because we've been able to slow the spread, we've had time to plan and prepare. That doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. We will continue to update residents about the state plan for a smart restart and what that means for Barnes County. We certainly share the desire to get back to some semblance of normalcy. We also share the responsibility to protect the health of the public, especially for those who are most vulnerable. Know that we keep this responsibility top of mind and that we will be here to see this through. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. And okay, so today I have a report from the police department that we'll share. And so we'll go through Chief Phil's information here. And there have been some theft reports, and we have been vigilant in keeping track of those. But it is that time of the year when people are out looking to take advantage. So make sure that you lock your cars and lock valuables in your yard, lock your garages, and it is important to keep your sheds locked. Many of the reports at this time of the year are break-ins at winter storage units, and they're just coming to the surface. So just be prudent and secure your valuables. Street sweepers are out, and so you're reminded to please get your cars and vehicles, other vehicles, off the streets. Remember that Valley City has a 72-hour parking ordinance, which means any vehicle, be it a boat trailer, whatever, has 72 hours. It must be moved, or it'd be subject to fine and impoundment. Anything that parks on the street is eligible for this, so please keep the street clean. Cleanup week has been postponed, but even so, get out, clean up your yards, enjoy the nice weather. Kind of an unpleasant duty here to announce. Dog feces There's a lot of pet feces out there, so please pick up your animal's poop. Some people, it's the only language you understand. So, and it's a bacterial issue, and you don't want your kids out there and your other animals becoming ill. So besides being unsightly, it is unsafe. So please clean up. If you see people not cleaning up, offer them a bag or pick it up yourself or report it. The police department is on lockdown, but they're still open. And so officers may take your service call over the phone if they aren't needed at the scene, but it depends on the report and what is needed. Fines and tickets can be paid over the phone, or you can use the drop box in the lobby. And so from Chief Phil, he says, stay positive, look out for one another, and thank you for helping our first responders stay healthy and continue social distancing. So thank you very much. Okay, a couple of lighter notes. Tomorrow we have a special commission meeting. We'll be interviewing finalists for our city administrator job, and though that information is out on the website and so forth, so that you can find out how to listen in if you would like to do so. City crews are out working, as I mentioned. Street sweepers are out. I noticed they were blading alleys and so forth, and so they're working hard to make the place look good, and invite you to do the same with your yards. And for those of you who know my wife Susie, I have to tell you, she's out raking right now. Okay, construction season. Also, we got clearance for our construction crew from Reiners to come across the state line and get to work here. So they've been here a little over a week working on the pump station over by Bettine Floral site and down at the master lift station. So we're grateful for that. You know, about 3 weeks ago, everybody was really uptight about the virus. And since then, I think people have relaxed some. We do keep talking social distancing. I think people are doing a pretty good job. Well, actually, I think you're doing a good job, or we'd have more viruses. But when we have the situation that we have today, where we have a number of hotspots, it's involving many more people, even though it's in a geographic location. And when you have more people involved, there's more chances for it to leak out. I was told the other day that a person from the northeast hotspot was in contact with somebody who is from the southwest. And so it spreads that fast, just the time to drive across there. And so now the first case over in the southwest county, isn't it? So it seems like we have a little more of a relaxed attitude, but we cannot afford to get complacent. Complacency is our enemy, and the numbers of positives are up. The percentage of positives per 1,000 testing is up, and so be careful. And if you haven't used the CARE-19 app, please look it up. Just Google CARE-19, and it'll help protect you and your friends. Because if I have it on me, and if I contact someplace, it can tell the authorities with whom I have had contact, so that they in turn can be tested and treated. So please do that. But you know what? We can still have a lot of fun out there. This is not all gloom and doom. It's a very, very important thing. It's a dangerous thing. But we can go outside and we can have social distancing. I had a meeting this afternoon. It was out in the yard. Took out some lawn chairs, and it was great. We got to do our business. We had to speak rather loudly because some of us were older and can't hear very well. But we were able to social distance, feel safe, and do our business. So there are a lot of things for which we are to be grateful. And, you know, some of us are physically able to get out and walk. If you aren't able to get out and walk, just get out and breathe the air. I found today when I was walking down here, a bunch of people were out walking, and just seeing faces is fun. But remember, when you're walking, I saw a group of six kids walking, and they were bunched. So I said, thanks for being out, good job. Please remember your social distancing. So we have much for which we are to be grateful. So share gratitude with others, and make sure that take time to pray, because we need to do a lot of this stuff together. Spiritual part of it is very important. Larry mentioned the greatest generation. When our parents and grandparents came through the 30s and then came out of World War II, they had to do a lot together. It was called the greatest generation for a reason, and we're going to have to duplicate that to survive when we get through this. So make sure that we are joining hands instead of pointing fingers. I steal that from Senator Robinson, but he's always one that says, join hands, don't point fingers. So with that, I thank you for being here, and we plan to be back next week. So blessings and be safe. Thank you.